Ladies and gentlemen, the court asked me to have the final discussion here, which I will start to you and I will present a few points and then ask the presenters what they think about this. The first point is, I got the impression that there is quite a pessimistic mood about the situation in present Ukraine. That is, the new president is restraining freedom of press and so on. Of course, I feel sorry for you, and I'm sure you are absolutely right in this. I just want to say that times might come where the situation will be better, and I remind you of our situation in 1945 when Germany was in ruins and discredited by a terrible dictator in Europe. And again, we were able to establish a public broadcasting system that certainly has not a moral character, but it is working decently well. So I hope very much for you in your country that better times will come. And Mr. Beryakov, who, by the way, took his master title from me in Hamburg, so you see we have on different levels in the relationship between Germany and Ukraine. Mr. Beryakov was talking about death at arrival of the public service system. Yeah, I hope that is not the case, and I wish you for a better future. The second point is, we had quite general discussions about public service and how necessary it is and so on, and I agree with all that. Knowing that in Germany, of course, the system does not work perfectly well. In fact, I recently wrote an article, what should be improved, more transparency, more accountability, and things like that are, of course, necessary. On the other hand, thinking of Ukraine, I'm sure that you could look at some of the things that we have developed and then decide if this has a chance for the future of Ukraine. I'm not in the position to say I know everything better and you in Ukraine should do it this way or that way. That doesn't work, of course. But you should be conscious of the experience that we have in Germany as well as in other Western countries. Their public service systems work decently well, and I think we should be prepared to give proposals on how to handle certain situations, but the final decision has to be on your side, but you don't have to start from zero, from scratch. There are really experiences, and you ask us, and perhaps we can say, well, that's how we handle it, yeah, and so far it proved to be okay. There were many other points, like in the last presentation, how do we create more transparency and fight corruption among journalists, and or how do we handle the buying of transmission time during election campaigns in a country where money really is transferred into political power, or how do we behave vis-a-vis a large neighbor like Russia that attempts to influence Ukrainian media, Ukrainian politics and all that. As I said, for many of these cases, we have Western European examples, more than, if I may say this, United States examples. I'm very much am familiar with the situation in the United States, and I think most of your problems are more of European kind, but we could discuss that. But anyhow, what I want to say is just ask us how we handle the problem, and maybe we can give proposals, and then you can think if they seem to work in Ukraine, or perhaps you have to think of new solutions. I mentioned the German contribution to the idea of public service broadcasting, which is the broadcasting council with the socially relevant groups. That is certainly
the German development, by the way, created in 46, 47, at a time when Germany was occupied and totally independent, but the proposal was done to the occupying forces, and they said, not a bad idea, we attempt this, and it's working since that time. So I think you are starting now, and I just hope that you find good solutions for your country, which again might be very different solutions from what we found here. Well, these are just of the some of the ideas that I got when I listened to the different presentations. I'm not sure what the final discussion here means, but perhaps I should ask the different participants who are mentioned in the program. You will be the first, Alexander Beryakov, and I will give you 2 minutes of time frame to just react to, you know, the many presentations you have heard and what they mean, and perhaps we are even able to get you out of this depressive mood that you have presented here.
Okay, thank you very much for this kind of word, and I'm not quite pessimistic about the death of Ukrainian public service broadcasting. At least we have already a child that's supposed to grow, and all the time my child is growing, it receives more attention, receives more education, and probably our young public service broadcasting will be do the same. I am quite surprised about high level of some presentations here, and I am really surprised about high level of PhD students' presentations, because in many cases it's very difficult to find Western literature in Ukraine, and we all know about difficulties we have. At the same time, I see that in our research presented here, journalists as actors or general stakeholders of public service broadcasting development are under-resourced. And it's really some kind of gap in our research. And if we think about journalists, they supposed to be main power to introduce public service broadcasting to fight problems with freedom of speech, but in case of national TV and radio companies, they just do opposite things. And one more issue about corruption among the journalists. Actually, our journalists are not so corrupted as you may think. In many cases, this is editorial's or publisher's policy. If journalists take a lot of money from source to publish something, it could be punished from editor, but not for corruption or jinsa, for not sharing profits with editor. And in this case, we need clearly to understand that our heads of mass media usually already agreed about prices with owners, and journalists know all about this. In many cases, journalists can receive small money or food money for something small coverage, but as all presentations show, usually party offices already agree price list for media coverage during elections, for example. In this case, journalists cannot interfere and say, I would like more money for this and for that. In this case, journalists are really small people in this big play. And I believe we are going very good way. Ukraine is definitely not Russia, and in this way, Ukrainians have opportunity to change something probably even in few years, because we have already predictions that probably we will have elections in 2 years or soon because of our constitution problem. And in this case, I am still optimistic, and it's good that we still have discussion of public service broadcasting, and public hearings can change something. I am not quite sure about numbers. I told you about the representatives because it's probably maybe mistakes in translations or something else, because we don't really have many NGOs with 100,000 representatives, but still I hope we still have young civil society and it can really change everything for good.
Okay, thank you very much. Next will be Ursula Dynitenko, pronunciation correct?
I would agree with Alexander. We are not pessimists, as the Ukrainian proverb says that pessimist is a well-informed optimist. So we just know a lot about realities in Ukraine, and we are just cautious about some circumstances that can arise while the public television and radio would establish and create it. So I would like shortly to thank everybody for this extensive exchange of opinions, and it was, I think, very useful, and I appreciate this possibility to talk here and to listen all the wonderful speeches I've heard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know that a few years ago, it was after the Orange Revolution, the director of Kymohila School of Journalism, Eugen Fetchenko, who, by the way, now is in Los Angeles, maybe on the beach of Santa Monica or Santa Barbara, was completely irritated by the quality of Ukrainian TV news, and he told me that he doesn't need any Ukrainian news anymore, and he would like and he will he wanted to have only BBC news, CNN news, and like this, because he speak English, and he needs another sources than he usually has in Ukraine. And I think it's a very, very important point that question about sources. And I think that it is very good that today our teachers and PG students showed us their presentations, which are based on very professional sources, and I think it's it is the good point for the beginning of future changes in Ukrainian mass media, because these people have another kind of thinking than we have usually in Ukraine among journalists, media owners, and top managers, and like this. This is the first point, and we must change thinking of our in our media field in general in Ukraine. And the second point is that I remember the year it was maybe 2002 when we had a meeting. I was among the representatives of NGO, Ukrainian NGO, media NGO organizations. We had a meeting in Internews in Ukraine. Maybe Natalia Petrova was there too. And it was the beginning of maybe new movement of Ukrainian NGO organizations for the free media, for the freedom of speech against the Kuchma regime. And now, unfortunately, we have a very similar situation, and I think we should continue the struggle for the freedom of speech in Ukraine. We have a lot of achievements after the Orange Revolution among Ukrainian people and in professional meaning of Ukrainian journalists too, and top managers and so on and so on. But in fact, we should continue our struggle for freedom of speech now. It is my the second point. Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask Natalia Petrova. Being our legal expert, how you see the situation?
Okay. I also would like to add to what was already said here on this event. I'm sorry. I would like to add, like, to sum it up. Ukraine declared and proclaimed that it will be moving forward rule of state. The very important component of rule of state is the respect to the law and to the duty to obey the law. And in the context of public broadcasting, as it was demonstrated, we have a very good basic law, old law, I would call it, dated from 1997. What has to be done just to work out on the draft of the amendments to that law to have details, prescribe everything what was developed there, fixed as a main principle to be developed and to be adopted to become Ukrainian reality. What is needed for that? I would say that the first challenge is to come up with a unified draft of the deal to amend this law. Unified. Then, to use advice of my colleagues, to invite independent experts to come up through the expert review. And even Venice Commission review, that law should be undergoing in any case. And in parallel way, to have very good lobbying campaign. Why this law is important, why the public broadcasting is important in Ukraine, to provide education, service, etc., to support why it is important. Also, it is, I have to say that unfortunately media is not a business. Some features of the business activity now demonstrating in Ukraine. Still, media is seen as a tool to manage your competitors or to manage your political opponents. Until they're in place, this could not move forward. So I also would like to join my colleagues' appreciation for inviting us here for that very really rich discussion we had. And I believe the next meeting should be again in here. to proceed with those recommendations implementation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalia Petrova, and the final contribution will be by Professor Peter Seely.
Oh, the final one. Because I'm the oldest one, I have the last position. Thank you. Okay, later on. First, a personal impression. It is a compliment to Professor Pitt and his presentators from Ukraine. It is not only a word of politeness. I'm deeply impressed of the level of your school. It was an interesting day for me to hear your presentation. Thank you for that. That's my first personal impression. The second one is, and I just learned by Ruslan my position to find a good definition. I'm a realistic optimist in the case of public radio. I think of a situation you described earlier, Mr. Kleinsperger, it was a unique historic situation when the Western Allies implanted in countries of public radio. There was no government which could be against it, and so we adopted it. I think the situation has changed because the ideological differences in the world disappeared a little bit in the field of the Ukraine and Russia. And we have a competition, a new competition. We have a competition economically, but we have also competition how authoritarian states handle their affairs in this situation. Look, for example, to China and Russia. China is stronger than the former Soviet Union seems in the party defending the party possession of the all decisive mass of the power. The Russian plays more a democratic state than the Chinese. But the Chinese operate economically better. They have no goods of soil to sell, they have to buy them. The Russians are selling the goods of their soil, and they can do that for the day because they are really rich of it. But the Chinese try to be more successful in the world. And look at the things, how they deal their public affairs. We have an example, the Nobel Prize winner who get extra treatment, as we call it in bad words in Germany. He disappeared. And we know such examples from Russia too. They are a little bit similar. I think to look, and what your situation is, you may estimate about how near you are to developments like we can see in Russia. We have to do such things like we did today. We have to discuss it wherever it's possible. And that is our responsibility, living in such a tremendous, wonderful free landscape, to say everything here without any fear, to have any fear to get a visit tomorrow morning by an official. We have to debate. We have to discuss it. My law colleagues here know that from the proposal which did the Open Society company, developing a creative system of making law cases, trials, publicly in Vietnam, in Burma, in now there's a new name for them, I don't know exactly. Excuse me. And to bring it to the public, we have a new kind of time to learn litigation, to make a connection between a trial and a human right trial and the newspapers, radio, the TV station. That is a long way, but it is, look at Southeast Asia and all the states who try to come in normal relations with other parts of the world. They are in fear of it. That are small steps in the beginning, but we have to do that, and that's why I give my compliments to Mr. Kopp to have such conferences. We have to discuss it worldwide. You live not in such things like China and Russia, but we have to look at it, and we are your European partners, and we have to look at it, and we will do it. Thank you for coming here.
What an appeal. I think these are final words. Yes, you can say something. You are saving me after the.
Well, I'm very satisfied that our Ukrainian colleagues are in the good mood that
the things will change again to the positive. But I'm asking myself, how could that happen in a situation where all rectors of either universities have been forced to sign a declaration that they will oppose all negative speeches or behavior on the universities against the government, except of the rector of the Catholic University in Lviv. He's American, but he refused to sign it. And even afterwards, after the whole press in the West wrote about that, the whole system of intimidation of the rectors of the university. So the chief of the police came to from Kiev came to him, Khoroshkovsky, whom is belonging at least two channels of the television, and excusing himself and trying that the whole press in the West may write that it's everything all right and nothing, but the rectors signed, all of them signed, because they are fearing of their position, and so I don't know how the situation will develop further. I would like to be such positive as our colleagues here are. Thank you.
Yes, what I have learned from the discussion of the day, and thank you, it was of high quality, was that Ukraine somehow is on a crossing point. Either you go the Russian way, which might be the way of Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan and other countries without freedom of expression and media, or you go the Central European way of Poland, Hungary, Czech Republic, yeah, where everywhere public service broadcasting systems exist, and they might not have the independence that we all wish, but they are certainly not a mouthpiece of the president or of the state apparatus anymore. And in fact, it is our obligation here in the West to help you to find your way into a European media system and not ending in something that we see in Uzbekistan or maybe also in Moscow, and that is what we are doing here. So even though times are not good right now in Ukraine, and what you said about the university presidents is again depressing, then I think my president would sign something like that. We successfully kept anything like secret police out of the university for many years, even though they might have had an interest to get in, but we were successful in that. But all we can do is help you and tell you if you fight, if you have good ideas, if you support the right people in politics, there is at least the chance of gradual change. And I cannot see, certainly not after the high quality presentations here, that you in Ukraine have not the chance, the basis for development towards progress and towards better situation. Yeah.
The
potential, yeah.
But I would like to say that, for instance, the intervention of, not intervention, the refusal of the rector of the Catholic University, and he published that in America, in every, all newspapers of Europe and America wrote about it, because there was such a They are all immortal. And if they are writing something about Ukraine, it's written immortal. And from the mortal point of view, beginning with the interpretation of the names of the towns and so on, everything is influenced by the Russians. I think they have to make various
Thank you very much. It is close to 5:15, so I'm expected to end this. Any more messages, questions, or statements here? Yes.
That our PhD would just say two or three impressions that they take back to Ukraine, and the European, there is something also to the European opening of your country. There, I would be very interested. May I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of this, the pessimism with our new president, right? But I guess it is easier to be dealt with than pessimism with Ukrainian society. One of my former political science professors used to say that when you don't know how to explain things, blame on political culture. Of course, it is a joke on the one hand, but on the other hand, it has some sense, because really one of the biggest problems with the public broadcasting in Ukraine is that there is no social demand for that. So I really hope that this social demand will appear, and when the social demand appears, the actors who will be eager and ready to implement and to pursue this idea will also be in the right place. And as for impressions, unfortunately we haven't been able to see much of Cologne so far, but we hope to compensate that during our next few days, but we are really happy to be here and to see some part of Europe. Thank you.
I want to say that this discussion was extremely useful for me, because it gave many new ideas about public service broadcasting, about how it should be governed, how it should be financed, I think that during several months, the law about public service broadcasting will be passed by our parliament. It will be coalition law. It will be the law from our government, and we should prepare. We should prepare to investigate new broadcasting company, which will be called public broadcasting, but which will not be really public broadcasting company, and think how we will change it according to European European standards, according to German standards, according to British standards. Thank you.
So, thank you very much. The organizer, thank you for coming over here and explaining the difficult situation in Ukraine. I also have learned a lot. I'm not at all an expert of Eastern or Central Europe. And we just had to wrestle, and I think I can say that
a big chance because of the young generation and the people who learn what the values are in Western Europe, and the chance to introduce these ideas in Ukraine and to, you know, adapt them to your very special situation, which is different from everything that we experience. And so there's really a chance for a better future, which I very much wish you will enjoy when your generation comes to power. And I think with that I can end. Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Let me just repeat that we had the chance to continue our discussion more informally tonight.
And everybody again is invited to come from our external guests. I hope you managed to find out where it is and when it starts. If not, we can explain it to you later. I'm looking forward. I'm very pleased with the conference to know, but I'm also looking forward to it.